Welcome to the Georgia Political Digest podcast. I'm Randy Lewis, editor of the Digest. Today's featured columnist is Rusty Tanton, a web developer, blogger, occasional community activist, and former reporter who lives in Decatur, Georgia. He co-founded the Georgia Podcast Network, a first-of-its-kind portal for state-focused podcasts, which you can visit at gapodcastnetwork.com.
This column was originally published March 20th, 2006. Bell South Can Go Legit Thanks to Legislature, by Rusty Tanton. An ideal government strikes a regulatory balance between protecting constituents and not strangling businesses with overregulation. It's an imperfect art form that to do well requires a delicate touch and a moderate temperament, both of which this Republican-run Georgia legislature lacks. SB 120, which strips the Public Service Commission of all power to regulate wireless broadband, is an example of this legislature's heavy-touch approach. Most of us can probably agree that the government-created monopoly Bell South enjoyed on phone lines was a recipe for technological stagnation, bureaucracy run amok, and price gouging. I'm supposed to pay $50 per month for local calls and no long distance? Please. So then, the answer to wipe away Bell South's monopoly must be to wipe away all the rules that gave it a monopoly to begin with, right? Strangely, no. It should come as no surprise that Bell South was lobbying heavily for SB 120's passage. See, thanks to this bill, Bell South, or whatever AT&T renames it, gets to carry all its unfairly gained wares into the Wild West broadband market of the next decade. It will play out like a mafia family using its racketeering money to go legit, investing illegally gained money in legal enterprises. This comes at the same time Bell South has asked Congress for the ability to double bill content providers who provide rich content. Already, America ranks somewhere between 12th and 16th in broadband internet adoption, according to a September 2005 report from the Pew Internet and American Life Project, a statistic that puts the U.S. at a competitive disadvantage compared to the rest of the world. If Bell South gets yet another government-created stranglehold and leverages its monopoly to find the most innovative content providers, that's exactly where the U.S., or Georgia at least, will stay.
You can visit the Georgia Political Digest on the web at georgiapoliticaldigest.com and the Georgia Podcast Network at gapodcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening to the Georgia Political Digest podcast. Production services provided by WaySouth Media. Visit them on the web at waysouthmedia.com for all of your audio-visual needs.